The Drex Radio Show continues with Drex. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go. Yes, thank you, John Lobertini. It is Drex on the Drex Radio Show for the first time in a couple months. Again, I can't thank her enough. Thank you to Pat Thurston, who sat in for me while I was busy having surgery a couple times. Abdominal surgery. Perforated duodenal, technically, is what it was. Perforated bowel and the removal of my gallbladder. It was a triple. So to make it a home run in 5 to 6 weeks, I've got to have, an incisional hernia removed, and then the package will be complete.
Yay!
Right around $260,000 so far and counting.
Uh-huh.
But Humpty Dumpty fell, and they're putting me back together again. So thank you to all the doctors at Summit and Alta Bates Summit Medical Center and Sutter Health.
And if you haven't seen on social media, your dramatic weight loss.
Oh, my God.
I'm all about the silver lining. I'm such a chick.
She's trying to find the silver lining. Yes, I guess that might be one. But, you know, being filleted twice in a month in two operations, down 30 pounds. But not the way you want to do it.
No, I know.
Even my skinny clothes.
You look so good.
It's a weird thing. Are you like me? Do you hoard the skinny clothes just in hope that someday? You know, I actually found, I hope Rockin' Republic jeans are still a thing.
Can't do them.
I can't.
I don't think so. Let me see them. Do they have studs on the pockets?
Yes.
Don't do it. Makes you look, my God.
Tomorrow.
No. Yeah.
I have to tell you, Heather, I've been hanging on to them since probably, 2008? Because I still found the price tag inside. It was wishful thinking.
Girlfriend.
On a drunk outing to needless markup, where I paid $248 for them, and guess what? They fit again.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wear them for kicks. But I want you to know
we do have the studs on the back.
Oh, that's so awful. I'm sorry. That's awful.
Awful.
For a boy or a girl, it's awful.
Okay. We've got a lot of requests for this, and people have asked me, Drex, how long have you been gone, man? I mean, because last time you left off, it was all about...
When do we beat Mexico at the border?
Guy.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some...
This guy.
I assume are good people.
All right, stop what you're doing.
It's the Trumpy dance.
The presidential style that you're used to. My hair's funny, but you're made of money, see? And my show was the best on TV, let me tell you. My words may repel you, my vision for America to sell you. Trying to buy the White House with all my wealth? First, let me introduce myself. My name is Trumpty, pronounced with a umpty.
All of a sudden, it's August 6th again.
Oh, how I like to thump thee. And to all the other candidates, please allow me to bump thee. I build a wall, y'all, to control immigration. Stop rapists from invading our nation. I'm the best. Don't think you can beat me. And if you don't agree, you can open up and eat me. I'm sick with this. I'm just talking smack. Sometimes I sound ridiculous. My plan and execution is meticulous. And my catchphrase...
You're fired.
...is ubiquitous. I'm pushy. My eyebrows are bushy. My supermodel wife has got a nice tushy. I'm a freak. Comb my hair with a broom. I once got busy in the Trump Tower boardroom. I'm direct. Say what I think, and I think that this country is right on the brink. Now I'm just a candidate and wanting a chance. Even got my own dance.
The Trumpy dance is your chance to be like Trump.
I beat China all the time. $5 billion we spent
Trumpy
on a website.
Trump.
I hire people.
Trump.
They do a website. It costs me $3. I'm really rich. I would build
Trump.
A great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me,
Trump.
Believe me. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. And we will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a Drex exclusive, and I thought I was done playing requests on the radio when I left the FM dial, but apparently not.
That's for Larry and Hayward and all the beautiful people about the Bay.
Yeah, just love the Trumpy dance. And we pick off right where we left off. Michelle, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Yes.
Hi, Michael. Yes, it's Michael. I'm sorry, I can't see the screen. Yeah, well, that's...
Yes, hi, Drex. Welcome back.
Thank you. Surgery's next.
Yeah.
How did you know you had an ailment? And did you have a lot of pain? Then you just went to the hospital?
Oh, my God.
Right now, as we speak, I have kidney stones, and whenever they move, I just shoot right to the hospital.
You need to be very careful.
Like you?
Yeah, no, I got to tell you. So there was this thing going on with me where I thought I had bronchitis. And actually, the scary thing is not listening to my body or watching what was happening, probably a month. So this happened on August 1st. And about a month before that, I said to Lee Hemmer, our program director, I said, you know, do you ever have bronchitis? I said, because I have it every couple of years, and I feel like I'm starting to get bronchitis. So I think that was the beginning. So fast forward a week before, I went home to Pennsylvania to visit the family, and I thought for sure I had bronchitis. So I called my old doctor. He put me on antibiotics, and I come back, and it kept getting worse and worse and worse. All of a sudden, and it was a Friday night, and the temperature is 101, 102. Saturday morning, I wake up. I never slept. I was in such pain.
Oh, my God.
My stomach was like in a V shape, and it was hard as a rock. You could knock on it. And my
Wait,
temperature was 104.
Wait, it was pyramiding out
yes,
from your body?
Yes, it was. It was distending.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I, you know, Sharon's been saying for the last week, the last several days, I think we need to go to the emergency room. I think we need to go to the emergency room. And I did go to the doctor on Friday, and they took an X-ray. And so when I was in Sutter's emergency room.
You were in pain? You were still in pain while they had the X-ray?
Yeah. They took X-rays on Friday. And so Saturday morning when I said, we got to go to the emergency room, I give up. We went in there and they said, well, we have the results of the X-ray. Turns out you do have pneumonia, but wait, you don't have pneumonia. It's not your lungs filling up with liquids. It's your entire body. We have to rush you in and fillet you. And so that's when things almost didn't work out. They went south very quickly. You know, it was the whole toxic shock thing, and it was bad. It was just bad.
But you shouldn't
fool around with these things.
I had kidney stones, and a nurse told me that's the second worst pain to have. And I said, well, what's the first? She goes, you don't have to worry about it. I still couldn't figure it out. And she says, giving birth. But I'll tell you, a kidney stone is like somebody getting a knife, and they just stick it in you.
Yeah, no, yeah. So what are you going to do? Are you going to have them broken up with the sound, what is it, sound waves, ultrasound or something?
Yeah, I did do that, and I'll tell you, it was an awful thing they do. They, I'll make it nice on the radio, they run a tube up my male organ, and they blast them out. And then when they had to pull it out, I could scream. I had to put a thing in my mouth so I wouldn't get my tongue off.
Good Lord.
Yeah. But then you have to pass them as they break up. Yeah. Well, thank
and
you
I
very
much. I still have them in me.
Well, you know.
And Heather, it's a big job being a guy, Heather. I'll tell you.
Yes. You know, thank you very much for the kind words, Michael, and everybody else. And like I said, one of the most amazing things that I was thinking about was hitting 50, and I was told right before I came here, it's like, Drex, you hit 50, man. It's a minefield. Turns out it is. Turns out, I guess they were right. All right, it is, let me see here, 9:14 on the Drex Radio Show, and we're going to get to the late-night, late-show wrap-up. One of the things I want to talk about, and we'll get to some of the fun stuff, but ad blocking. Boy, I have to tell you. So, do you have the latest? Did you run out and get the new iPhone? Well, there is one upside for sure, and I did not do this, but makes me want to get it, and it makes me want to get a new iPad so that I can use ad blocking, which is a dirty, dirty word here in the Bay Area, and probably for people and businesses all across America. You know, this is the scourge, and I have to tell you, a lot of companies that are owned by, and you know, third-party ad networks, such as those owned by Google, who need to sell and deliver ads to their site. This is a big, big problem. We're talking about shaving off $1 billion worth of revenue. But do some of these companies and some of these websites, do they deserve it? I say yes. We'll discuss coming up 808-0810 as we continue with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up and all of the silliness that's going on, that is on the way. Is Family Feud getting too dirty, too filthy? My friend Steve Harvey, we'll chat about that and a whole lot more. Let's say we're lightening things up. 808-0810 is the number if you want to jump in here about the ad blocking, because it's just ridiculous and out of control. 808-0810. We'll be back in a minute on the Drex Radio Show.